Israel is a luxuriant vine. He produces fruit for himself. The more his fruit, the more altars he made, the richer his land, the better he made the memorial stones. Their heart is deceitful, now they must suffer for their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their memorial stones. Certainly now they will say, we have no king, for we do not revere the Lord.
As for the king, what can he do for us?
They speak mere words. With worthless oaths they make covenants, and judgment sprouts like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. The inhabitants of Samaria will fear, for the calf of Bethlehem indeed. Its people will mourn for it, and its idolatrous priests will cry. Itself will be brought to Assyria as a gift of tribute to King Jareb. Ephraim will be seized with shame, and Israel will be ashamed of its own plan. Samaria will be destroyed, her king, like a twig on the surface of the water. Also the high places of Aven, the sin of Israel will be destroyed. Thorns and thistles will grow on their altars. Then they will say to the mountains, cover us, and to the hills,
the days of Gibeah. You have sent Israel. There they stand. Will the battle against the sons of injustice not overtake them in Gibeah? When it is my desire, I will discipline them, and the peoples will be gathered against them when they are bound for their double guilt. Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh, and I passed over her lovely neck. I will harness Ephraim, Judah will plow, Jacob will harrow for himself. So for yourselves with a view to righteousness, harvest in accordance with kindness, break up your uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Until he comes and rains righteousness on you, you have plowed wickedness, you have harvested injustice, you have eaten the fruit of you have trusted in your way, in your many warriors. And uproar will arise among your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed. The shaman destroyed Beth Arbel on the day of battle, when mothers were slaughtered with their children. So it will be done to you at Bethel because of your brave.